Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting Tuesday, February 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hamilton's Catering in Jacksonville, Illinois. Lunch will be served following the meeting. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Let's look at the Midwest direct hog markets for today. They're expected to be steady amid good demand and very cold temperatures in many areas. Livestock dealers, market managers, and analysts said yesterday's slaughter rate of 430,000 head says packers want to slaughter hogs, but it may be an attempt to get ahead of forecast snowstorms for later this week. And some of that to our south, as we've heard, is already happening. The top price in Peoria right now called at $35.50. They're calling it steady today. All packers, they say, seem to be a bit short on hogs. The weather isn't a big factor there, but they say they could have sold a few more hogs yesterday if those hogs had been there. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Monday, February 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,467. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 51 even to 57 even. The weighted average was 54.62. That was up 50 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 34 even to 44.65. The weighted average was 42.97. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 15,938. The base price range was 46 even to 58.55. The weighted average was 56.33. That was up 42 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 37.74 to 44.52. The weighted average was 41.92.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight prices on the trading floors overnight. And online, of course. Well, it was all online. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. First, a look at today's growing areas weather. And here with that is AM580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, you already mentioned it, but the trouble with the freezing rain and sleet across areas to the south, that's causing some problems for livestock handlers with the transportation problems slowing down. Temporary improvement in the weather will occur tomorrow, and another shot of snowfall is expected Thursday. The next larger storm will impact the eastern Midwest Delta and Tennessee River Basin this weekend, when widespread rain and some snowfall will delay travel and stress animals once again. Flooding, an ongoing threat for the next couple of weeks, as we've had a lot of snow melt and unusually high rain amounts across a good portion of the Midwest over the last couple weeks or so. The southern U.S. plains will receive some snow, rain, and a little freezing rain Thursday night, mostly Friday, with the precipitation ending on Saturday morning. Looking at snowfall potential of 1 to 3 inches with a few greater amounts. Moisture content will be around a quarter inch. So with the cooler air, the higher snow amounts, a little bit warmer, closer to the freezing mark, you get down to that 10-to-1 ratio of rain to snow. The precipitation will be welcome and may help to improve the grazing conditions over the next couple weeks. The entire southwestern plains region needs significant precipitation to restore soil moisture and to improve the grass development, but the odds favor weakening of the storm system in the future forecast model run, so we'll keep an eye on that system. Areas that do have some growing on, Brazil, and they had a fair amount of rain. 65% of Brazil's crop area picked up some rain yesterday and early this morning. Resulting rainfall was light, with a few areas picking up a little bit more than a half inch through midnight. Precipitation was scattered from Rio Grande do Sul into Mato Grosso and Goiás, leaving the northeastern portion of the nation's crop region dry. High temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the 70s and 80s Fahrenheit in western sections and in the far southern sections of the nation, while 80s and lower 90s occurred in central and northeastern crop areas. The warmer temperatures and lighter amount of rain led to some net drying conditions. And that was quite welcome after some very moist conditions across Brazil. As far as Argentina goes, a fine day of weather occurred yesterday. Today's forecast is reflective of a decrease in precipitation expectations for the weekend and into early next week. It does look like not much rain of significance is expected through the weekend, although a few showers may spit and spat a little bit of moisture here and there. The best coverage of rain will occur Monday through Wednesday of next week, while more than half the nation is impacted between a tenth of an inch and three-quarters of an inch, with a few locally heavier amounts across the growing area of Argentina. As far as Australia's weather go, heavy rain fell Monday in the northern sorghum and cotton areas of Queensland, likely expanding flooding that may have begun during the weekend. Amounts in northern cotton areas anywhere between 1 to 4 inches in some coastal sugarcane areas in Australia picked up 8 inches of rain. High temperatures were in the 70s and 80s in Queensland's eastern New South Wales. A few locations did reach into the middle 80s and lower 90s. Recent rainfall has created favorable soil conditions for crop development throughout Queensland, but drier conditions are needed for cotton maturation, and that will begin soon with early harvesting of sorghum across portions of Australia. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Let's take a look now at how overnight prices fared on the boards of trade in Kansas City. March wheat opened overnight at 10.90. That was up 6.25 cents a bushel. Last traded up 15.5 cents. May at 11.09 and a half on the open, down 18.5. Last trade down 23.5. In Chicago, March wheat opened overnight at 10.48 unchanged. Last trade up 2.25, but the deferreds all down. May opened at 10.62 and a quarter, down 23 on the open. Last trade down 21 and a quarter. July 9.73 down 6. Last trade down 14 and 3 quarters. September 9.84 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. Last trade down 10. In the corn overnight, March opened at 5.03 and a half unchanged, down 2. May 5.15 and 3 quarters, down 1. Last trade down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 5.26 and a half, down 1. Last trade down 2 and a half. September corn opened at 5.25 and a half, or 5.25 and a quarter overnight, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 1 and a half. And December corn, check that, down 1 and a half on the September contract. December corn opened at 5.24, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade down 1 and a quarter as well. The March oat contract opened at 3.45 overnight, up 1, last trade up 1/4. In the bean pit, March opened at 13.27 a bushel, up 1, last trade up 4. The May opened at 13.43, down 1 and 3 quarters, last trade up 3. July 13.54, down 1/2, last trade up 4. August beans 13.31, down 7, last trade up 12. And September 13.23 and a half, up 16.5 on the open, last trade up 16.5 as well. In the products, March bean meal opened at 356.50, up 1 even, last trade up 2 even. May opened at 362, up 150, last trade up 230. Bean oil for March opened at 55.26, down 4, last trade up 9. The May at 56.16 on the open, up 9, last trade down 2. Joining us now to take a look at the market as it sets to open on this Tuesday is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. Hi, Pete.
Good morning.
We see again that strange wheat market move. We're seeing a difference in the nearby and deferred contracts, the call and the overnight action.
Yeah, that's, the nearby, we still have tight supply worldwide on whole crop wheat, but we've got plenty of more acres, especially in the northern hemisphere, of new wheat. And Australian wheat's supposed to be really good for next year, back to a normal crop instead of 40 to 50% of a crop.
How much of that is based on expectations of the U.S. crop?
U.S., part of it's U.S., part of it's Europe and Asia, with the Ukraine the announcements today. I think Europe's supposed to have 12% more wheat than last year, acreage-wise. So it's the entire northern hemisphere.
In the corn pit, looking at some technical pressure again after a close of lower on Monday?
Yeah, we are looking at that. Last week's reversal, remember, when we held fairly well yesterday. I mean, we came back 10 off the lows and only closed down 4 to 5. We need to have that December wheat stay above 5.15, then above 5.8 on the technical charts to hang in there.
So is this a follower of the wheat market today? Or
it could be a little bit as it was yesterday, but we did come back from the lows yesterday. And we're still worried about having enough acres of corn for the fall, so that's helping hold things up besides the wheat trying to push it down.
Beans opened up a little bit overnight. What's your take on the market today there?
Usage there is still good. We're still worried about acreage there for spring. And, right now one of the things we're hearing on beans is we can't find bean seed, we can't find bean seed. That might turn into being more acres than expected, like last year when nobody could get the corn seed that they wanted.
All right, your calls again?
Calls are 3 to 5 higher on beans, 1 to 2 lower on corn. And wheat is in Minneapolis front month, of course, up 60. But in Chicago and Kansas City, old crop maybe up 2 to down 2, the rest of it down 20.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Our next report is at 8:49. This is WILL Urbana.